The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And welcome to the big show. And we have quite a fun show for you today.
We do have a good show today.
And we're actually going to do something that we've threatened to do in the past, and that is we're going to have sort of a mystery guest segment.
Oh, jeez. I thought you were talking about something else.
No. Someone here is in the studio, and we're going to get him to talk about something completely unrelated to what he's known about and what he's known for in the community.
Right. And if you're the first caller to identify him, you get...
Let's give a dozen roses.
From Mayfield's Florist.
Our friends, the Coleman brothers, the Coleman family at Mayfield's Florist.
So we got a big show for you today. And the reason we have a big show for you today, it's brought to you by our fabulous sponsors. And our sponsors include the ladies and gentlemen at Power Women Investing, Monkey Burger, delicious burgers. Please go there and have a delicious lunch or dinner.
They have awesome salads,
too. Awesome salads. Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz, H&S Estate Garden. We already shared the Coleman Brothers at Mayfield's Florist with you. And we'll be talking to Big Mike at the Tinderbox in a little bit. And, of course, last but not least, your friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
Yes, they are your friends.
Yes, we are your friends. So if you're looking for a life insurance policy or some health insurance, give us a call, 721-4848, and we will dial you in.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah,
so
I have a big fat life insurance policy with you guys.
Yes, you do. I was amazed we could get it for you.
Yes, we have some house cleaning.
Yes, and I'd like to start off today because I know we got a couple things to talk about. But the first one is I want to remind everybody about going to the Loft Cinema to see The Goonies Saturday, September 24th. We got a couple weeks left. It's at 9:30. Again, it's at the Loft, and it's a fundraiser for the Arizona Cancer Center and our friend of the show, Mr. Moco's Jimmy Gyro. And I heard today that the gentleman that played Chunk is going to be in attendance to meet the crowd. So you'll hear us talk about this in the next couple of weeks. But the Loft on September 24th, Saturday morning, 9:30, go and take the family down to see The Goonies, one of the great 80s movies.
Yeah, now here's another movie opportunity coming up this Saturday, the 17th, and that is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes. Classic. Gene Wilder.
No, actually Charlie and Chocolate Factory is the...
It's Willy Wonka.
No, it's Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
That's the book, though, right?
No, it's the one with Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one, too.
Yeah, they did a night. You know, it's very...
But it's a little darker.
It is a little bit darker, but it's truer to the book.
Right.
If you've read Charlie and Chocolate Factory, it is a dark book.
It is a dark book. Yeah, it is.
But it's going to be playing downtown, and this is supporting the Cactus Drive-In, our friends over the Cactus Drive-In.
Yeah, and a big thank you goes out to Charlie Spillar, who without Charlie...
And we would not have this.
Well, there's all kinds of landmarks in Tucson that we wouldn't have, including the Tiggy Head down at the Hut. And the bull, the everything that used to be at Magic Carpet Golf.
All the stuff over that they transported over to Valley of the Moon.
That's right, Valley of the Moon. By the way, folks, don't forget Valley of the Moon. That place is open for business. And I heard a rumor that they've opened up the caves after 15 years. The caves are reopened down at the Valley of the Moon.
That's sweet.
So check out the Valley of the Moon. Go to the Valley of the Moon. Google them online and get the times and dates for shows.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. One of our sponsors, H&S Estate Gardening, our friend Ben Hawkins,
yeah,
he actually helped Valley of the Moon. We took him out there. He hooked up the Valley of the Moon with some contractors. And the little grotto where they used to tell all the stories, the fairy would be there to tell stories.
Right.
It was closed for a while, and that's sort of the heart of Valley of the Moon. And it was closed for a while because of some... maintenance issues. There were some trees that were busting open some things, and our friend of the show and sponsor
and all around good guy,
Ben, all around good guys, Ben helped him out, and now it's back open again. So
that's great.
They are doing great things out there, and things are opening up now. Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Let's get back to that real quick.
Oh, I thought
it's not where they're not doing it where they were doing the other ones over on west of I-10,
right,
in Congress. If you've been to Second Saturday downtown, you know that there's a vacant space on Congress Street next to the Chase Bank building. That's where they're going to be showing the movie.
Oh, up on the side of the wall.
Up
there.
On the side of the wall.
That's great.
They've been showing the movies on Second Saturday. So that's where it's going to be. We'll put some links on so you know that, but it's coming up this Saturday. The final thing this Saturday is our friends at Tucson Roller Derby. They're having their opening bout for season 9.
Wow, 9 seasons.
9 seasons.
Wow, wow, wow.
And those girls are kicking butt. You know, unfortunately, they couldn't be here today because when they're here, the
all hell breaks loose.
Well, not only that, but the attractiveness quotient of the
show
of the
increases.
Show goes up by about 1,000%.
Yes, but especially because you look like you just, you know, God, what did you just do today, Fred? Where have you been?
I was hiking seven falls.
Nice.
Up Espino Canyon.
Nice.
Gorgeous. Oh, you know,
it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, plus a couple good rains and the water was flowing. It's
cool.
Gorgeous up there. So, so down at the Bookman's Event Center down at Palo Verde and near I-10. So, lots of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah.
And we're ready to go for our first commercial break. So, when we come back, we're going to be talking to somebody that you all know.
About Zumba.
About something that he's not known for.
So, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's alright. Well, I won't forget all the times I waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
And welcome back.
You gotta love Mariachi Cobre.
Oh, you know, I'm so hungry right now for a trip down to Mexico. I have not been in a couple of years, and I just need to go down and recharge and have some fun down there.
Very cool.
So this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson with my brother Jeff. And in studio with us is a bit of a mystery guest at
He's
the moment.
He's kind of a Tucson icon, I'd say. He is a Tucson icon. Now, folks, this is the game we're going to play for this first couple of minutes. We've never done this before, but it was, I think our friend Ed Ackerley at Ackerley Advertising gave us this idea to...
And by the way, if you have need to advertise, talk to Ed.
Your small business, your big business, Ed is the man to talk to. Great advice, great. It's an advertising family here in Tucson.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a long time, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So our phone number is 529-3508, and if you know who our guest is, give us a call because you're going to win a dozen roses. But I'd like to welcome you today, sir, mystery sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing magnificently. Thank you.
Now, before the show, you know, when we bring our guests in, we sit down with them for a while and talk about the show, how it's going to go. You know, we tell them, you know, this is we're going to talk about this here. We're going to talk about that there. We have somebody calling in. And during the conversation, we were talking about, you know, how he's doing, what's he doing. And he said that he's been enjoying the phenomenon, the craze, the current health craze, Zumba.
That's correct. I belong to a health club. Shall I mention the name of it?
Sure.
There's a sports and fitness. And there's a Zumba class started about a year ago. And what is Zumba? Well, we just have to go out and find out. So my wife and I, we went. My wife, Fran, and I. And I ended up as the only man in the whole class.
Nice. Good for you.
And we had an incredible teacher. Her name was Lori. And she started moving. And my gosh, she got turned on. Good Latin upbeat music. And Sal was starting moving the hips this way and that way and grinding this way and do the samba and the cumbia and the mambo cha-cha-cha steps. And you get a workout like you won't believe. And I tell you, in my case, because I had open heart surgery about 22 years ago, I need to keep my heartbeat up.
22 years ago?
And I'm still here.
How old were you 22 years ago?
50.
Wow.
52.
74 years old.
Exactly.
You're a young looking 74 years old, sir.
Thank you.
It must be all the Zumba.
So when the doctor saw me, they told me, you're not supposed to be here. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I wasn't overweight. I always watched my diet. And bang, one day there it was.
Wow.
And I'm here to talk about it.
So you're in Zumba. You know, the funniest part about when you're telling us about your Zumba class earlier was while you were working, you know, what people will know you for, you would turn around and look at the crowd and start doing Zumba.
Exactly. And many times the manager brings new people in and see that guy dancing. Well, that's the cook. Oh, well, I'm not going to tell who that is. But that's him. And I'm shaking over there and I'm up front line too. You know, I'm the only guy, about 30 other ladies.
Yeah. All right, so 529-3508, if you know who we're talking to about Zumba.
Yeah, then you win a dozen roses.
You win a dozen roses from Mayfield Forest.
But let's get down to business. You have a fantastic job here in town. You're one of the guys that makes Tucson a fabulous place to live because of what you do. Where are you from?
Well, originally I was born in Budapest, Hungary, and I was born and raised there. And I left Hungary back in 1956 after the Hungarian Revolution. I escaped. And
just by yourself, or did your whole family come?
I was by myself. And I was very fortunate that the United States opened up the doors and took me in. And I've been here ever since.
And now, when did you move to Tucson?
I've been in Arizona since 1960. And I was in Boston before that. Went to school working, and one day I got drafted.
Really?
After basic training here and there, they sent me to Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and I just stayed here. After discharge, I just stayed in Arizona. University gave me a full scholarship, and I decided to stay.
And so you went to the U of A?
Went to the U of A. I got my bachelor's there in education, and I became a public school teacher, and I just retired, 12 years ago after teaching public schools for over 30 years. Yeah.
That's great. What grade did you teach?
Mainly high school.
All right.
That's high awesome. School.
Well, we just discovered that there's a phone issue, so people who are trying to call in to identify our guest are not being able to call in.
Oh, no. That's okay.
So let's introduce our guest.
Christopher's discombobulating the phone. So our guest today is Laszlo Verish.
That's right.
Laszlo, who is the conductor for the Tucson Pops and the Symphonic Winds.
Arizona Symphonic Winds, that's correct. I do both. And as a matter of fact, I conduct another group. It's called the Foothills Phil Orchestra up in the foothills.
That's
it's
great.
It's an intergenerational orchestra.
So Laszlo, let's talk about, okay, so you graduated from the U of A, you went to school, you taught high school. Where'd you teach high school?
Well, my first job was Tombstone, Arizona.
No way.
And I was it. I was teaching from first grade all the way up to high school and everything between, instrumental music. And after 2 years, a new high school opened up in Tucson called Santa Rita High School. I applied for it and I got it and I just stayed there. And then I moved eventually ended up at Tucson High School.
Did you teach music?
Band, high school band, yeah.
High school band. Mm-hmm. So how many years did you teach high school band?
30 years.
Wow.
30 years. And after retirement, I got involved with the OMA program, Opening Minds Through the Arts. And I was teaching in kindergarten classes for 8 years. I had a little trio, flute, bassoon, clarinet. I play clarinet. And eventually with my wife on the violin, we were visiting kindergarten classes. But last year was the last year. No, we didn't get rehired this year.
I know a good school over on Pima and Swan that'll hire you.
Oh, I bet.
That's great.
But so that's okay.
Yeah. You guys would travel around and do all kinds of stuff to promote the arts for the kids.
Well, I'm trying very hard to educate my audience. And I have lots of young people over there eventually growing up with the groups throughout the years. And you know something, he says, I've been coming to this concert all these years. Now he's 30-some years old. So he's been coming to all the... It's good to see those people. Now they bring their own children to
sure.
the concerts.
Well, my kids will be like that.
Well, so. But think about it this way, Jeff. I mean, not that I think Bucky Steele was there when we started going to the Pops concerts. But, you know, it's what, about three, five... It's probably about five generations since this thing has been going.
Wow.
Well, the Pops is Pops happens to be 56 years old.
56?
Yes. What's
now, hold on a minute. This is the Tucson Pops that performs at the Demistor Outdoor Performance
That's
Center
the
at
one
Reed
that
Park.
Plays on Sunday nights.
Okay,
yes.
And what's your schedule?
Okay, for the fall semester, I mean for a fall season, we already played one this past Sunday.
Right.
And we are going to have one more on the 18th. And that's it for the fall season for us with
okay.
the Pops. Arizona Symphonic Winds, we are going to play four of them. Now, the very first one, we got washed out.
So are you going to repeat that performance? Are you going to move it back?
Well,
week,
as or? A matter of fact, the Tucson Park and Rec gave us permission to have a makeup date.
Great.
Now I am surveying my band people, see if they are in town, so we can do that thing. I would love to do it.
So,
yes.
Okay, so you've got, let's take them one at a time. The Symphonic Winds is an all-volunteer group.
That's correct.
Who plays in the Symphonic Winds, and what does it encompass?
These are mainly retired people. Not necessarily. We have lots of young people. And they come from a different walks of life. IQ is very high because my first trumpet player is a retired eye surgeon. One of my trombone player is a professor at the University of Arizona. And then I have lawyers, I have some doctors, but they don't talk about it. They just come and play their instruments. And Monday night, I'm in charge. I tell them what to do. And guess what? They do it.
And so it's an all wins.
And I have housewives and I have some graduate college students and I have some teachers. And not necessarily in music, and come from all walks of life.
Well, that's fantastic.
I think the oldest member right now is 83 or 84, and the youngest is, 21. Well, my children play in the Tucson Symphonic Winds.
Your kids
Andre,
do?
Yeah.
What does he play?
Andre plays trumpet. Now, this fall semester, he's taking off because of the school is keeping him busy. But he's been playing with us, and my other son, Daniel, played with us.
And what instrument did Daniel play?
He played clarinet.
Took after his pop.
Well, yes.
Not as good, though, maybe.
And actually, they play well.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Now, what kind of music do you guys play in the Arizona Symphonic Winds?
Well, for outdoor concerts, we happen to perform at Udall Park. And I will have to tell you how we started at Udall Park.
Please.
A little bit later.
Sure.
The type of music we are playing, I am following the example John Philip Sousa set way back. And followed by Arthur Fiedler, because I used to live in Boston. I watched Arthur Fiedler. And so what we are doing, first half, we play some heavier, not heavy things, but semi-classical things. And then lots of popular tunes in the second half, and always marches. John Philip Sousa or some others. And we also always have a soloist. Maybe it's a vocal soloist. Maybe it's an instrumentalist. And maybe it's an elder person as a soloist. Maybe it's a younger. I always feature young, talented high school students. Always. I have no audition. I go by recommendations. I have some friends since I've been here many, many years. They say, Laszlo, I have this incredible violin player. I said, okay, we are on.
That's easy. It's that easy.
It's simple as that.
Well, it's not that easy. I mean, these kids work their tail feathers off.
Well,
to get
sure
oh, they
do.
Play well. Oh, they have to play well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen you guys play numerous times, and you're fabulous. I mean, the Arizona Symphonic Winds you guys are excellent. Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
I tell you, we have some. I was rehearsing last night, and I was listening to the band, all 60 of them over there, 65 of them. And I said, gosh, we have a lot to be proud of over here. Gosh, these guys are playing their hearts out. Really. And they're getting ready for a Saturday concert, and let's hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, again.
But yeah. I have to tell you, the very first time we played at Udall Park, after it opened back in 1990, and we've been playing ever since. The very first concert, people getting ready, publicity and all that. We had A-frames, free concerts. Guess what? We got rained out.
It never rains in Tucson, does it?
Except of that. But we have played 700, and believe it or not, for the last 22 years, and this is our 22nd season, we are finishing it up. We already played 172 free concerts at Udall Park.
Wow.
I'm pretty proud of that.
That's outstanding.
I'm very proud of that, yes.
How many people do you average a concert?
Well, you know, that's a smaller area. Right. But, you know, we put in 1,000, 1,500, sometimes 2,500, depends.
Well, let's talk about that. The concert's at Udall Park over on Tanqueverde and Cimino Canyon.
That's correct.
Where Udall Park is the Laszlo Varish Amphitheater, right?
It was named about 2 years ago after me.
Congratulations.
I feel honored, my God.
Sure.
That's not even in a dream. And all of a sudden, boom, that is my name, Laszlo Varish.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, how many years does that take?
20 years, yeah. 20 years. And we had a big dedication in the fall of 2009. And a mayor was there, and a city council and a park and rec representatives were there and dedicated it. But where is that located? If you drive into the park, go to the rec center, it's right next to it.
Right, just to the east of it.
Right behind that wall. There's a wall, and there is an amphitheater.
And you can put 2,000 people on blankets and lawn chairs.
And I tell you, sometimes it's like a bunch of sardines, and I go out, give out programs. Many times I can't walk between them. And sometimes it's a little bit, depends. If there's a university football game, and if it's cloudy out there, you know, it's change.
It keeps some folks home.
But that's okay. And they spread out. They bring dogs. The children, those people settle in the back. And the kids are running around and dancing to the music. And the best thing I have is when after concert they come up, here comes the little kid and he says, I love your music.
And you take credit for everything.
No, listen. And then people bring their picnics and a little cheese. And am I supposed to say a little wine over there too?
It's okay.
But that's okay. And many of them, they offer me. He said, hey, Laszlo, have a glass. I said, I tell you what, I cannot do that, but after the concert. And guess what? Many times after the concert, here they come with a glass of wine.
That's genuine yes. Hospitality
exactly.
Here for Tucson. Enjoying what you do for the community.
And they offer me food as I go around. If I would eat all of them, I tell you, I would be 300 pounds.
You need more Zumba classes. Yeah.
Oh, I would need lots of. So I make it up on the podium, you know.
Well, Laszlo, we've got to take a break in a second or two, but I want to ask you one thing. This next Saturday, if the rain doesn't hit,
going to rain.
Okay, what are you going to play?
What are we playing? Let's see. Our soloist, we call it Stars of the Winds. We have a clarinet player from the band, and he's going to play a clarinet solo, and then we are going to have a flute duet. Both, again, everybody's from a band. And then a Broadway musical and marches and overtures, and it's a good program.
All right. All right, folks, we got to take our bottom of the news hour break. Stick around with more of Laszlo Varish, and we'll see you in about 3 minutes.
We were adrift. CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Federal investigators have arrested 3 TSA officers and 2 cops for bringing large quantities of the addictive prescription drug oxycodone from Florida to Connecticut and selling it. U.S. Attorney David Fine says a total of 20 people were taken into custody.
We allege that in less than 1 year, this conspiracy was responsible for the illegal transportation and distribution of tens of thousands of highly addictive prescription narcotic pills from Florida to users here in Connecticut.
Their lawyer says 2 American hikers imprisoned in Iran could be freed within days if $1 million is paid for their release. Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer have been held for more than 2 years. Texas executed a convicted killer this evening. Stephen Michael Woods Jr. was convicted of a double murder. Well, now Minnesota has a huge wildfire. 100,000 acres have burned in Superior National Forest, about 80 miles north of Duluth. Amnesty International reports that both the Muammar Gaddafi regime and the rebels have committed war crimes during Libya's civil war. This is CNN Radio.
The season is finally here, and the ultimate football fan deserves a bigger, better TV now. Sears has you covered. Buy a top-brand TV online and pick it up in store the same day. It's how Sears helps avoid delay-of-game penalties.
This week only at Sears, save $300 on a Sony 40-inch 120Hz LED TV with internet connectivity. Only $799.99. Plus, find out how to get 36-month special financing on a new home theater system.
It's the ultimate football experience, only at Sears.
See store or sears.com for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Sale ends 9/17.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff. And thanks to the technical magic of our wonderful producer, Christopher, we now have our phone line. And as a result, Big Mike from the Tinderbox, we have you online. How you doing?
Hey, good. I'm glad I got in.
We are too, Mike. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, today we got a cigar made by Romeo and Julieta.
Mm.
And... yes, and I've got it in the Magnum size, which is a 6x60.
That's a nice size.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
Yes, it is. And we'll let everyone have a choice. They can either have it, excuse me, in the regular Romeo and Julieta, which is, they started making that cigar all the way back in 1875. And it's got a Dominican filler, Dominican binder, Indonesian wrapper, or if they want, it's medium bodied. If they want something a little more fuller, they can go with the same size Reserva Real, which has a filler that, which is Dominican and Nicaraguan, with a Nicaraguan binder and an Ecuadorian wrapper.
I love that Reserva Real. That's a tasty smoke.
Yeah, great smoke. And as always, you know, buy three, get one free, and we'll let you mix and match. You don't have to get all the same. So if you want to try a little of one, or two of one, two of the other, that's fine.
That's great, Mike.
Awesome. Now, where do they go to get this spectacular deal?
Well, what they need to do is come down to 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, or they could call us at 747-4807.
And as usual, we encourage people to get there early and often because these deals go fast.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Gentlemen.
Have a great week, buddy.
You too.
On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking to Laszlo Varish,
the Zumba King
and conductor.
Burger.
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why Monkey Burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey Burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
Sunny summer day and I'm playing in the sandbox, you know what I'm saying. Cobra Commander's attacking the town. Where's my hero? He's nowhere around. Then I find out G.I. Joe's Mary Barbie by the girl who lives next door.
All right, this is the Fred and Jeff Show, and that was Mr. Mokos.
Yes, our buddy Jimmy Gyro.
Yeah, go to the fundraiser over at the Loft on September 24th.
Yeah, and go to iTunes and download his album, Mr. Mokos. It is outstanding. The kids
fabulous.
Will love that
music. They go mad.
They do. They love it. So during the break, we were talking to Laszlo. By the way, folks, welcome to the Fred and Jeff Show, and we're here with Laszlo Varish, who is the conductor of the Arizona Symphonic Winds and the Tucson Pops. And Laszlo, you were telling us a story about when you were the principal clarinet player for the Tucson Pops.
Tucson Symphony.
Yes. What happened?
Well,
start at the beginning, please.
Well, one day we had Mitch Miller as guest conductor, sing along with Mitch, and he brings his own piano player, and the program was Rhapsody in Blue.
And that's one of my favorite of all time pieces, the clarinet piece.
Famous clarinet opening. So he comes to me, and I was there early. I always like to get there early, warm up. And he says, can you play it? I said, yes, I can. He says, okay, let me hear it. So I go, da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you, and walked away. That was neat. And another time, we had this famous jazz pianist of the time, Peter Nero. I don't know if you know the name or not. We are talking of 70s. And he was the soloist. Okay, again, Rhapsody in Blue. So I start going, but no, the stage went totally blank, black, and the spot was on me. And I said, oh my God. But I nailed it, so. And then the light came off, you know.
That's
played it
awesome.
A few times, yes.
So you've been doing this for quite a number of years, teaching as well as performing on your own as well.
Well, I started teaching back in 1967. And my first job was in Tombstone, Arizona. But guess what? When I was hired there, I knew where I was going because I was stationed at Fort Huachuca. I was in the band. We would go to Tombstone to play at the El Dorado Parade. So I knew where I was going.
El Dorado days, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, and I want to close out what we were talking about before the break with the Arizona Symphonic Winds.
Okay.
How did that start? How did you guys start the Arizona Symphonic
Winds? Well, I started Arizona Symphonic Winds back in 1986. I always wanted to do a community band. Always. So one day, wrote a letter, sent it out to all my teaching friends and some other people I knew, send it out, inviting them, let's have a rehearsal and let's see what's going to happen. We had 40 people showed up.
Wow.
And after two rehearsals, there was a big boy from Serbia. He was one of the band directors. Played tuba, and he says, "Laszlo, we are good. Let's play a concert." And then, sure enough, a month later, we started playing our concerts, and we've been going ever since 1986. Now, we got involved at Udall Park. Udall Park was dedicated back in 1990.
Right.
And since I live close to it, and we had to take our children to the babysitter that way, we saw dedication is going to take place. So we called them, and I offered the Arizona Symphonic Winds to play a dedication. He said they thought it was a great idea. So they have a little stage over there, and we played. We played a fanfare, and we played God Bless America, and we played some other things. Speeches, dedication is over. And I said, would love to play concerts over here. And they said, go for it. And we've been playing their concerts every year for the last 22 years.
That's
four
fabulous.
In the spring, four in the fall. These are all free concerts to the public. And they show up with their blankets and their lawn chairs and picnics and children and dogs and name it.
It's great. So
now if somebody were to ask a question towards the end of the show about the first time the Symphonic Winds played at Udall, and the answer would probably be 1990. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So, just keep that in mind.
Keep it in mind. So the Arizona, the Arizona Symphonic Winds is only part of what you do.
That's part of it, and it's an all-volunteer group. It's all-volunteer group. I also do the Kelly Foothills, it's called the Foothills Field Orchestra. That's an intergenerational orchestra. Youngest person can be 10, oldest person can be 88. Poor man, he just passed away 2 weeks ago.
Oh, sorry to hear
but
that.
But now the oldest person is 84. And everybody between. That's a lower level, obviously. And I conduct the Tucson Pops, and I've been involved with the Pops for the past, since 1993. How many years is that? And it's a professional orchestra. It's mainly made up of members of the Tucson Symphony. It's a strictly professional orchestra, and we play concerts at Reed Park.
So do you play the same music? Do the Arizona Symphonic Winds play the same music that the Pops play?
Same style, but totally different.
Okay, what does that mean? Same style, but totally different.
Well, if the Pops has strings. Mm-hmm. The Symphonic Winds have no strings.
Okay.
So one of them is a band, other one is an orchestra.
Okay. All right, and so your last performance that was rained out at Udall, you guys were supposed to play last Saturday.
We were to open last Saturday, but we got rained out.
And you had a special...
And we got washed out.
we got so much rain on the east side. You had a special program with the Santa Rita Marching Band, right?
It's not the Santa Rita High School Marching Band. It's the Catalina Foothills Marching
Catalina,
Band.
Catalina. Because you taught at Santa Rita.
I taught at Santa Rita, and I taught at Tucson High School.
Okay.
Yes. And my career ends up at Tucson High. And because it was the date was 9/10, a day before 9/11,
right,
the 10th anniversary, I asked my friend Renee Shane Boyd, she's the band director at Catalina Foothills High School, do you think we could have the high school band come and join us playing the Star Spangled Banner and maybe God Bless America? And she said yes, and she would love to do that. We got trained out. But guess what? We got to do the same thing this coming Saturday, and the band is going to be there. They're going to march in. They're going to be right against the wall, tight as can be, and we're going to play Star Spangled Banner. Then they are going to perform by themselves, whatever they are doing at the football games right now, and then we are going to end up with God Bless America.
That's
so
great.
We are going to have about 200 voices, bang, coming at you.
That's good. So there's over 100 kids in that band?
Well, she has 260.
Holy
but I
mackerel.
Said, no, we don't have room for that many. So she's bringing only about 120, only 120.
120 kids in that band with you guys. That'll be fantastic.
They're going to be in uniform. That's pretty exciting.
What time does the show start at Udall Park this
Saturday?
It
starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Good suggestion is get there early. The place gets...
Yeah, get there very early.
Yeah, you get a couple thousand people in there. There's plenty of parking.
Yeah. Parking is best thing to do is take the shuttle. There's a shuttle service from Best Buy, front of it. It's a corner of Tankerville, Sabino Canyon. It's a north west side.
Oh, yes. It used to be the Blockbuster video there. It's now...
No. Across.
The other side. Okay.
The other side.
Cold Stone Creamery and the Walgreens there and all that?
No. Other side. Best Buy. Not Best Buy.
Big Lots.
Big Lots. Okay. Yeah. The Sparkle right Cleaners and all that in there. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's a shuttle service. Will take you right to the entrance to the auditorium.
What time does the shuttle start?
They start, I think, at 5:30.
Perfect.
Something like that.
So you'll have people showing up at 5:30 to get good seats.
Some people are there by 4.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
Guess what? Last Saturday, I was there by 5:30 because of the weather. I have to check it out.
Sure.
There were people already set up.
That's with fantastic.
With umbrellas.
That's fantastic.
Laszlo, are we having a show? Right, no, it's fine. And sure enough, 10 minutes later,
boom. You've got to be pretty proud about a couple thousand people coming out to watch you guys play.
Hey, listen, I'm more than that. And I feel very humbled. And we have that many over there. And at Tucson Pops, we have 8,000-10,000 people.
Wow.
And it's all free. It's free to the public, free anybody.
It's one of the great things about living in Tucson is you and the music that you bring to all of us.
Well, I feel honored that I have the talent to be able to do this thing.
Well, let's talk about that. In the Arizona Symphonic Winds is all volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
So you've got folks that are at the top of their game. You've got some professionals all the way down to guys that have played just for fun, for hobby. How did you describe it earlier?
Well, the Symphonic Winds, many of these people played in high school.
Right.
And they played pretty well. After graduation, they might have played in college, and then they went to a different, to get a trade or something.
Or became an eye surgeon or whatever.
Exactly. And they retired. Now, time to pick up the horn again and start taking lessons. And
they come out and they can play.
And some of them they play.
And do you have tryouts for the Arizona Symphonic Winds?
No. Strictly recommendations. And let's say you play something. If you recommend that you come in, you sit in, you come to a couple of rehearsals, and then you yourself will find out, I'm sorry, it's too high for me, or maybe I'm sorry, this is too below me.
So you never kick anyone out of the band. You hope that
no.
They...
Only thing is that if you are not capable enough, you find out yourself.
Right.
This is way above me.
And
they do find it out.
Now, what about the Pops?
It's a different story.
Okay, tell us about
strictly,
that.
Strictly professionals. It's mainly members of the Tucson Symphony.
And they do that just for the love of it as well?
The love of it, plus they get paid.
Very good.
The musicians, they like
pros.
To eat.
Yes.
Well, they like to eat, and they have a mortgage to pay. That's their income. That's their living, you know.
Absolutely. I know one of your musicians, Grant, who's in the Arizona Symphonic Winds.
Yeah, no, he's a volunteer.
Yeah, Grant's a great guy. And he, I believe he plays the
trumpet.
The trumpet, yeah.
Yeah, he plays. Yeah, plays well, too.
Yeah, and then the kids have a teacher, Miss Crandall, who...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
She plays with the Pops and the symphony.
Yeah, so when we come and see the Pops, they're like, Miss Crandall.
Yeah, there
so
you are.
It's great to see their teacher out there playing,
right,
too.
Right, well,
let's switch gears to the Pops. And I want to talk about the evolution because, you know, people who have been in Tucson for decades remember that before the really nice DeMeester Performance Center, which is sitting over at Reed Park right now, it was sort of a tin can, a shell. And before that, it was pretty
nothing.
Much
nothing. And I don't. Most people don't know who George DeMeester is. Can you tell us about Mr. DeMeester?
I met George DeMeester only once in my lifetime. And never really talked to him, but he's the one who one day decided to form a little orchestra to perform in a public free concerts. That was 56 years ago.
Wow.
And he did it for quite a few years. And then he retired, and Bucky Steele, one of the members of the orchestra, took over, and he did it for 25 years. And Bucky told me, I'm going until I'm 75. And then, so they were looking for new conductors. I was recommended, I tried out, I won the position, and I've been doing it ever since. And I've been doing it for about 15 years, full time, but I've been as assistant for the last 20 years.
Wow.
So I was assisting Bucky, and then I took over after he pulled
out. And you were playing as well?
I never played.
You never played for the Pops?
I played in the Tucson Symphony. I never played in the Pops. Once I subbed. Once. Yeah. No, I never played for the Pops.
Well, you need to do a Laszlo Varish Plays concert.
Well, sometimes I do a Laszlo Varish favorites. Yeah.
What are some Laszlo Varish favorites?
Name it.
Good.
Maybe it's a. Well, Maybe it's a William Tell overture, or maybe it's the spring concert at the Tucson Pops be closed with 1812 overture. That's the way
canon
it's
been. And all.
No, we don't use canon, but I tell you what we do.
What do you do?
I have 9 bass drums lined up on the front of the stage, and we pull names from the audience. And I tell you, those people are thrilled when they are. Many, I get 56 people sign up, and we pull 9 names. And they get up over there, and they right front of the orchestra. The true orchestra is right front of you. And then they come in at the time, and bang! And they're having a ball.
That's great. That's great. I'm always been curious about this. How do you pick the music? Earlier, you were telling me about the movie. Themes that you're playing on Saturday. You're playing Lawrence of Arabia, and you're playing
this.
How do you pick
this
all
one?
That stuff,
well, I'm constantly fishing. It's a never-ending thing. Otherwise, sure. I'm already planning for next year. Believe it or not,
I believe it.
So I'm going to a music store, go through music, and I see this thing. Hey, that would be perfect for Udall Park. This happens to be called epic themes from movies. Lawrence of Arabia, the Titanic, the Exodus, and something about the dogs, little wolves. Anyway.
Oh, Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, that's very epic as well.
And then let's see what else. I'm playing, of course, marches, and we play some other Broadway
But how
musicals.
Do you keep it from not getting stale? That's my question. You've been doing this for so many years. How do you keep? How do you fall? How do you not fall in that trap of playing a John Philip Sousa and a Star Wars or something that people are all familiar with that they want to hear? How do you get people to engage you when you want to, kind of broaden their horizon?
Well, I thank God I have a gift for it. Every time I'm on a podium, I'm excited of what I'm doing, and it rubs off.
It does.
It rubs off from the orchestra or the band, and it radiates to the audience. And I'm just excited what we are doing. Yeah, even if it's a same thing we played before many times. Doesn't matter. I'm excited about it. I just love music, and I get very much involved.
All right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, imagine people would expect to hear the 1812 Overture every year.
Right.
And that's sort of like a staple, but, there's so much music in the worldwide canon.
Oh yes.
That it just seems that
you'll never run out of anything.
But
even though it's free, you want to entertain the crowd. Oh. And so you figure a lot of novice classical music folks like people like me who come out, we kind of want to hear something that we know. But you can't always play Beethoven's Fifth, or you can't always play, something that we know. And so you introduce that to the crowd before you play it.
Challenge a little bit.
Well, my challenge is this. When I play for the audience, I have to play for the audience. But I have to remember, if I just play to the audience, which means the music is boring for the musicians, I'm going to lose them.
That's no fun, right?
I have to challenge my musicians also. So I have to, it's more of a smorgasbord type thing. If you don't like this, you're going to like that one. What are we playing this with the Pops this tomorrow, next Sunday? Meistersinger Overture by Wagner. A combination of beautiful tunes put together. I'm going to talk about it. So you as a listener, you'll be able to follow it.
Sure.
Even if it's brand new to you. Or I'm going to end with Liszt Hungarian Rhapsody, because Liszt, my countryman, was born 200 years ago this year, and I have to do something for Liszt. And it's guess what it's going to be? It's going to be Lou Czardas. And I'm going to talk about it, what to listen for, how it leads, how the Czardas is being built. And,
so the teacher's not left you.
The teacher, once I'm up on the podium, I got very much influenced by Leonard Bernstein.
Really?
That guy was, oh my God, I was glued to the TV when I came to this country. Didn't speak a word of English. But that guy was, I was watching. I couldn't take my eyes off. He was talking to me. And he made me fun. I said, once I get up there, once I have the microphone in my hand, I'm going to educate the people as much as I can.
Well, and that's part of falling in love with the music, with the genre.
Right.
And
I've been doing it, and...
Hey, you do it well. You do it very well. We've seen you perform a lot, and every time you teach us something new about the music that your people play.
Thank you
play.
Very much.
Yeah,
I get all kinds of questions, and I try to answer them best as I can. And
okay, well, great. We have a question.
Go ahead, Fred. It's time.
It's time. So we've been talking today with Laszlo Varsh about the Arizona Symphonic Winds, the Tucson Pops. And part of the discussion was when the Arizona Symphonic Winds started playing at Udall. Now, if you've won the roses before, we've had some people like call in, over, give some other people a chance.
And
they,
I
they have like
the,
fast
I
fingers.
I like the one guy that called, hey, this is Bill. The next week he was William. The week he was Billy. So.
Yeah, so if you give us a call and let us know the year that the Symphonic, the Arizona Symphonic Winds started playing at Udall at 529-3508, and you'll get a dozen beautiful roses from our friends at Mayfield Floors.
Right, the Coleman Brothers. So we got a couple minutes left, not a bunch of time left. I have so much stuff I want to ask you, but I want to open it up to you. Is there something that you'd like to share with our listeners about the love that you feel for your craft and when people come out and see you, what they should expect?
Well, I hope my hope is that I put a smile on their faces and I make them feel good for the next 2 hours while we are on the podium presenting music to them. Make them feel good, put a smile on their faces, and maybe it's got, and it brings back lots of nostalgic memories, because when I play big band music, oh my God, many of those people used to dance to it.
Sure.
Or they tell me this. My grandma used to sing this thing to me. And I get letters telling me that what they remember from that song, what it reminds them of. And if I can put a smile on their faces, I'm happy.
That's
then
great.
I know that we all did, because a group without the group behind me, there is no way I could do it. I want to thank the Arizona Symphonic Winds members. I want to thank the Tucson Pops for giving me a chance to be up there and present these free concerts to the public.
Well, that's great. Now, when you say they're free concerts, they're not really. It is free, but someone's got to pay the bill. And you guys take donations, don't you?
Well, but we don't solicit. With the Symphonic Winds, I don't solicit at all.
Okay,
if
well, then let us solicit for you.
Okay. Maybe I can get a raise.
Maybe. So it's $100 to sponsor
the conductor
for the Arizona Symphonic Winds.
Yes.
And it's $50 to sponsor a chair.
A musician, yes.
A musician.
Right.
Okay.
And, for the Symphonic Winds.
And for their $50, they get
their name printed under the name of the musician.
That's fabulous.
And they get the thank you note from us.
That's great. And it does is $100 per concert, or is it for the whole year?
For the whole year.
So next year, the Fred and Jeff Show would like to sponsor you for the Symphonic Winds. So we'll give you $100.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Hopefully some of our listeners out there, if they want to donate, how do they do it? Where do they go?
Just send Google Arizona Symphonic Winds.
You guys have a website?
Yes, we have a website, and it shows the address, and just mail it in.
Okay, well, we'll put our website. So we'll have the show on the fredandjeff.com website tomorrow, and we'll put the address up there if people want to make donations, and hopefully some of our listeners will support you, because we know lots of them come out to listen. Hopefully they'll support you with their...
And just remind them that we are at Udall Park on this coming Saturday. And
at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and the Tucson Pops Sunday at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock. Different, and you're playing different things. So
totally
you can see the
different.
Symphonic Winds on Saturday at 7, and the Pops on Sunday at 7,
exactly.
And see two totally different concerts.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Laszlo, you are one of the people that make Tucson a great place to live.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for all your hard work, all the things you do for us, because without you, Tucson wouldn't be as great of a place to live.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you. I feel honored.
Absolutely.
To be able to do this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, folks, this is the Fred Jeff Show. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week with another fabulous show.
Good evening, Tucson.
Have a great week.
Debo alejarme de mi buena muchachada. Adios.
KJLL, South Tucson. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Afghan forces, who only recently took over security in the